Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love the 80s? Then you'll love Virgin Radio 80s Plus.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Over on Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Vass, is over to you.
We'll always leave a light on for our next guest. He's back at the top of the tower, brandishing a brand new single, Head Underwater, and with a UK tour about to start. And first, with his cover of Candy by Paolo Nutini, there's no need to run when you can Tom Walker!
Give me some candy after my heart.
Yes! Control room! Standing ovation and round of applause. Ridiculous! Hands in the air like we really do care, Tom. Hello. Hello, hello again.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, we are very excited to have you here. Tom, you bring such great energy, my friend.
Same.
Tell us about Tom's Towns.
Tom's Towns. Well, we've been going around kind of smaller towns and cities that maybe artists don't stop on tour.
Yeah.
And we've been busking and doing free gigs for the community and also stopping in and meeting like the businesses and people that make those places amazing.
Brilliant.
So it's been so much fun. And, you know, we kind of did the first one. Have you heard of Spudman?
I don't think I have.
He is a viral sensation on TikTok, and he makes the best baked potato you've ever had.
Well,
we
need
in your
to
life.
We need to get him in.
And he's basically he goes live every day on TikTok, and he's got a queue round the corner every single day for his baked potato.
Wherever he pops
in
up
in Tamworth. So that's why we went first, and we basically pitched it to him like, "Look, we've got a single coming out today. Well, we come down, we'll play for the queue, have a baked potato." And the whole of Tamworth turned up.
Oh my gosh, it was crazy.
And we did two gigs, one at 11 and one at 1 p.m. And it was absolutely packed. So we thought, maybe there's something to this. So next we went to Barnsley, which was great fun. And again, like, the council was so nice. They sorted everything out for us, got security and met loads of lovely people in the local community. And then the last one, Wrexham, as I said before, was just absolutely amazing. So, yeah, we're going to try and continue that long into the summer between festivals. So, yeah, very exciting.
And it helps with promo. You know, it's good for life, but it's very much how you have to sort of move and shake as a musician nowadays, isn't it?
Sure.
Because there's no point in saying, oh, well, it's not like it used to be. I mean, you know, and album sales aren't the same and streaming's not the same. And that is all very unfortunate, but that's in the past.
Yeah.
And you've got to meet your business where it's at.
Absolutely. And you know what? Rather than sitting at home doing like content in a studio,
yeah,
I'd much rather just be out and about doing gigs, meeting people. Like, that's what I love doing. It's why I started doing this.
Yeah.
So I've had the best time ever. And also, I love driving as well. So, bomb down to Wrexham.
No, you do love your driving. So you're about to go off to rehearsals. Is that today?
We're starting rehearsals for the tour today.
All right, so you're here with us. Thank you for coming here with us.
No worries.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Then you're off to Saffron Walden 2. Just tell us about this, because I'm fascinated by all this stuff. You know I am.
Yeah.
So the phenomenon of rehearsal rooms.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
So you're going to a room to rehearse, and it's not round the corner, but it's important to get the right room.
Definitely.
And then I said, well, what's in it? He said, well, it's just a room.
Yeah.
I think, well, that's so interesting. Please just tell us more about that.
Well, it's the world's most expensive room.
Yeah.
I don't know how much a hotel's going for these days, but it's not £800 a day.
Yes.
Normally it's quite expensive. And, you know, in London, there's a bit of choice, but you're mostly getting ripped off. But luckily, I've got a mate who's got a studio that he's lending us, which is going to be absolutely amazing. It's got a pool table, kitchen, shower. I mean, a shower in a rehearsal room and like a nice.
So it's a bit like a youth club, really. You want no, but it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. A bit fancier maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's the same vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, do you know 100%, what I mean? Yeah.
So you got your pool table, you got your dartboard, you got your drink station.
Yeah.
You got a fridge.
There's a lot of downtime in rehearsal, so like you want a pool table or a ping pong or something for the lads to do.
When we
like
were writing, don't forget your toothbrush and TFI Friday, we had the same thing going on.
Yeah.
Tuesdays was writing day. Yeah. Wednesday was writing day. Thursday blocking through. Friday rehearsing and you know then the show itself. Same kind of thing. But you can't. We had a rule. Will and I had a rule. You know, you can't start. You can't do the table footy. You can't do the pool. You can't cook yourself a fry up at the food and drink station until we've written at least a couple of pages.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you get the wrong energy going then, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and it's just this is going to be a luxury for us because you know the places we've been to in the past have been slightly more budget, shall we say?
Yeah,
so yeah, I'm very excited.
Tom, you're such an unbelievable talent. It's ridiculous how great you are. I just want to talk to you about your hats, okay, for a sec. You know,
I love it.
We share a bit of a hat fetish.
Yes, absolutely.
By the way, segues aren't punk, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't doing that.
We just go. I love it.
Shut up. Not known for my smooth, seamless segues. I don't want to be known for my smooth, seamless segues. No, but so I run in this kind of hat. You know, I come to work in this kind of hat, then I change for this kind of hat.
Yeah.
And, you know, how would you describe, because you know about hats, how would you describe that hat?
I mean, it's a large beanie. Wonderful colour. I mean, what's that? A kind of a peach salmon vibe?
Yeah, pink salmon. Brought to me for a Secret Santa by my brother-in-law, Phil.
Oh.
And it's the only one I really wear now.
Nice.
And you wear a shorter beanie?
I've got a shorter one, yeah. So I don't like them covering my ears because obviously, I'm a musician. I need to hear things when I'm singing.
Yeah,
so.
It's now become a sort of signature for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of an accident, to be honest. I just started rocking them one day and then that kind of became like my whole thing that people knew me by, you know? Like,
right.
So yeah, it's hilarious. At festivals, if I wear a bucket hat, like no one knows who I am. It's like I go invisible. It's great.
If you want to see Tom Walker, then you've got two options, basically. You can hope that he pops up for free at a queue near you or a queue you're in, but you're taking a bit of a chance there. So you might want to buy a ticket to actually go and see him. And you can do that via iamtomwalker.com. I really like that. iamtomwalker.com. This is after his album, which is going to be out September-ish, the brand new album, I Am, which we can't wait for. Single Head Underwater, which is out now, fourth single from the forthcoming album. But for guaranteed tickets, as long as you pay for them, this is not a turf pub situation. I'll never forget that.
You're going to get me in trouble with them.
Yeah. iamtomwalker.com if you want to go and see him. However, if you check his venues and you're thinking, well, I'll buy a ticket for Cardiff and Bristol and Sheffield and Dublin, sold out. Well, I go to Manchester then, sold out. But a new date added for Manchester. So Friday 26th, no. Saturday 27th, yes, for Manchester. Glasgow, sold out. Norwich, sold out. Nottingham, sold out. It's a bit like trying to get a ticket for one of Jurgen Klopp's remaining home games at Liverpool. You can definitely get a ticket for Belfast, Ulster Hall, Tuesday 23rd of April. Thursday 25th, you can go and see him in Birmingham as we speak. But these tickets are selling as I'm saying the details about them. Leeds O2 Academy, Monday the 29th of April. That's this month. Then next month, Newcastle City Hall, Friday the 3rd. Tickets still available for that. And London Eventum Apollo, Tuesday 7th. That's going to sell out in about a minute. All right, okay, so go there. iamtomwalker.com. Right, back to the hat situation, conversation.
Yes.
Right, how many of those hats do you have about-ish?
Oh, at least 100.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Are they on pegs? Are they in drawers? Are they on shelves? Are they scattered everywhere?
They're in like a giant kind of Harry Potter-style chest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a hat trail leading to the chest?
I mean, yes, absolutely.
If you committed some kind of heinous crime, would people be able to find you via the hat trail?
People would know by the hats, absolutely. They would know.
And is there a signature brand that you go to?
No, just whatever, like, doesn't go over your ears, really.
Right.
You know, I'm, like, quite particular about the shape rather than the brand, if that makes sense.
All right. Yeah. I said, are they all green when you came in? Because I just remember seeing you in a green... I think green is...
I might have worn green last time.
Yeah, I just... Do you have a prevalent colour if we open that chest, that Harry Potter-esque chest?
I like patches. Yellow. I've got quite a few yellow ones, like a bright yellow. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. That's you know, nice.
Yeah.
Because I wear this sort of longer beanie, like you talk to me about, but for running. And when I'm running on trails at the weekend, you know, the first couple of miles is not in the woods. And then I get in the woods... And then, you know, a lot of people go running and will walk on and what, and they take their challenges with them and they go on the walk or the trail to figure things out. I don't. I leave all mine at home. I want to be free on my run.
Yeah.
And I think often in a way, you know, a sort of a counteractive way, I think I do sort them out by not thinking about them. It's the no makeup look, that kind of thing. But by the time I get into the woods, I then have to take... Because of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have to sort of do a double turn up on the beanie.
Yeah.
Because I can't hear the birds. And yeah. It reminds me that to do that, and then once I do uncover my ears, I can see clearer.
Yeah.
And now either I'm imagining that, or that's the thing.
It definitely is a thing, isn't it? I'm sure it is. Like, you know, built-in sonar kind of vibes.
Yeah. And is it because if you cover your ears, you become a bit more internalized.
Yeah.
And then if you uncover your ears, you become more connected to external, and therefore that's all your senses.
Yeah, it's like driving with really loud music on it. It's, you know, it's, you're definitely not as in tune as if
Or what about when you're driving and you just wind the windows down? It's a whole different thing, isn't
it?
Also, what is that noise about when you don't, when you wind the windows down, but there's a point where something happens, like you're in a Chinook or something.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's when you open the
back
window.
Quick, open another window. Yeah. It's like all the world's sound is trapped in your car for a minute.
It's like a pressure, isn't it?
What is that about? Come on, you know about sound. What's that about?
I have no idea. I think it's like pulling a small vacuum in the car, because if you open two windows, it doesn't do it. It's only if you open one.
Yeah, and you only have to open one other window slightly.
Yeah, and then
and
you're
it's
fine.
Enough.
Yeah.
Jeez, what is going on? We've never had this conversation. I thought we'd had all the conversations.
Yeah.
We've never had
it's
that
the
one.
Kids in the back. And they don't seem to mind either. Shut that window! What window? Can't you hear? No?
What was number one on the day you were born, Tom Walker?
It was Black and White by Michael Jackson.
We checked and it wasn't.
What? That's what Google told me.
Yeah, well, Google can go and do one. December the 17th?
Yes.
December 17th, 1991?
That's it.
Okay. Bohemian Rhapsody, These Are the Days of My Life by Queen.
Oh, amazing.
Your birth date just got cooler.
Yeah, that's
these
amazing.
These are the days. Tom Walker, good morning. Can't wait to see Tom in Manchester at the end of this month. I'd love to know where his favourite place to play is from Millie. Bit of a loaded question, Millie.
A favourite place to play ever? I think probably for me, there's a place in Glasgow called King Tut's, which is one of the venues you play on the way up, and they've discovered a lot of amazing talent over the year.
We had the Bare Naked Ladies on Wednesday.
Yeah.
They said their favourite gig ever is at King Tut's.
Yeah, it's so good. And like, even when I sold 5 tickets and there was no one there, they still made me dinner and gave me a couple free beers. You know, they're just like
a
great venue who really look after their eyes.
Louise says, please tell Tom that a village in South Warwickshire called Studley has a road called Tom's Town. He needs to come and gig here. Nice big patch of grass ready for him. Sounding great.
I mean, that sounds pretty great. I like that.
Paul says, happy Friday, Chris Vass and the Mighty Crew. First time listening and WhatsApping to the show. Tom Walker is amazing. My 9-year-old and his mum are off to see him in Birmingham later this month. We're all in the van doing an early morning shop as we got back late from visiting relatives in Lincoln.
Nice.
Additional information. Bit of context there.
I like it. Context is everything.
Isabel says, absolutely adoring Tom's voice and his writing is so powerful. Please tell him how much his work is appreciated.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
you
very
know
much.
That, don't you? But you can never hear that too much, can you? Because it's really important.
It's always nice.
Big Jim the Trucker. Going to see Tom in Glasgow at the end of the month. Can't wait. What an awesome individual. Maria says, I need to get out of the car and go to Aqua Aerobics. Please stop this now. You're being too good. Tom Walker.
Aqua Aerobics. That's one. I need to try that.
Yeah, you need to pop up at somebody's Aqua Aerobics. But the acoustic.
Head Underwater is the new single. So I think, you know, Aqua Aerobics, like, we go together.
On!
You know what I mean?
It's funny though, isn't it? Because if you're on a spa break or you're staying at a hotel and then you're in the pool, you know, usually around after breakfast, about 9:30, and then usually a lady, you know, about 30, 40, comes in, she's got sort of the gym gear on and she's got a mobile speaker in her hand, a portable speaker, and a bag, you know, and you think, oh, it's aerobics time and she's the teacher. And then she plants up and then ladies and maybe one or two gentlemen of a certain age. I always think the gentleman of a certain age is single and he's like looking to have some water fun with the aerobics, you know. And also he can be cheeky, can't he? He can be the cheeky chappy. And then they all get in, and then she turns, the lady turns the mobile speaker on, and the acoustics are so bad. You can think, I'm right next to the speaker. I haven't got a clue what song he's playing, because that really does freak you out, doesn't it?
Yeah, full cave mode.
Yeah, yeah. You've played in caves.
I did a cave tour.
How was that? I mean, it was great.
Very interesting tour for the sound man.
I was going to say, because you came on and talked about that last time, but we didn't have the sound conversation.
Right, okay, well, let's have it, because it actually is like genuinely interesting. So one of the places was a slate mine, which meant all of the rock that was coming out was quite jagged. None of it was flat. So it sounded amazing in there, because the sound wasn't bouncing about too much. But then we played a limestone mine. When all the limestone's cut out, it's cut out completely flat, because obviously they want it for buildings and the side of cathedrals and all that
flat,
kind of thing.
Hard.
Oh, my God. The kick drum, I measured it, echoed for a minute 45 down there.
What?
It was crazy. That was a
so you could have finished the gig and been home.
It was still going.
But yeah, but by the time...
It was still going.
Oh, that's so cool. What's the best acoustics ever?
Best acoustics. Churches are always really cool. If it's just you and a guitar or a piano... Churches, cathedrals always sound amazing.
See, now that for me, they're cave-like-esque, cavern-like-esque.
Yeah, but some of them are quite balanced. Like, some of them are way too big, but some of them are, like, you know, really, really
beautiful. Do you think the architects back in the day had that in mind?
They definitely did, yeah. So at Westminster Abbey, I've played in one of the rooms there, and the roof was specifically designed at the time, so if you were stood in the centre of the room, you'd be able to project to everybody that was sat on the benches around you, and it sounds absolutely unbelievable.
Because the Hollywood Bowl, have you been to the Hollywood Bowl?
I have not, no.
Because that is amazing, isn't it, the way that that's set up.
I mean, it looks so cool, yeah.
Angeline says, oh guys, Tom's voice is so powerful. You can hear every emotion in his tone. Thanks for having him on the show this morning. He's amazing. Well, you're welcome. It's all down to us,
yes,
isn't it? Thanks to Chris and Vass for having him on the show. He came on bended knee. Yep. Please let me play on your show again. It's all down to us, Vass.
We said fine.
Yes.
Just so
if
that
we have to.
Angeline and her like would say thank you to us. Yeah.
Saw him at Barrowlands in Glasgow. Absolutely amazing. But also, we have an exclusive here now. By the way, you can still go and see him. IamTomWalker.com at various places, various venues in April and May. Check out IamTomWalker.com for availability. Loads and loads and loads of the venues have sold out. But not only does he pop up at queues near you sometimes, if you're very lucky, but also he's going on tour with the Darts. So it's Tom's Towns. It's the Walker's Arrows tour. So how's this working? Where's this?
Yes, we've just come up with this concept after 6 months of intense planning. And yeah, yes, me, Luke the Nuke, other Darts players.
But you love the Darts, don't you?
I do, yeah.
See,
yeah,
that'd be so cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've never been up to Alexandra Palace, but I've always wanted to go there with my mates. But last time we looked into it, I think we were a bit late to the party and it was 180 quid a ticket.
It's not cheap. I mean, it is one of the hottest tickets in town. Vassos used to get them for free. In fact, better than that, you used to get paid to go, didn't you?
Yeah, I used to commentate. It really is the best party.
What's the best Darts match you've ever commentated on?
Oh, there was the Viking, Andy Fordham, playing Ray Barnevelt, the postman, this Dutch guy.
I love it.
And the Viking won to get through to the final of the World Championship, and he's a big crowd favourite, big Andy Fordham. And the level of Darts was just so extraordinary, and the fans were having so much fun, because it's like sport that you can't quite believe is happening in front of you, and it's darts and everyone's in fancy dress and they've had a drink or two, but there's never any issues.
Drink or two, or ten
it was fantastic. But we noticed, Tom, that your tour pretty much follows the same towns and the same venues as the Premier League Darts.
Who's stalking who?
Exactly.
And they always say that Dublin is the place where it just just, I mean, it's just different gravy in Dublin. Would you agree with
so
that?
So amazing, yeah. We're playing the Olympia, which is one of my favourite venues in the world, and I have one of my favourite gigs of my entire life there. And there's just such an energy in Dublin, especially. Yeah, it's really, really
great.
Well,
listen, they're bringing back Blind Date with Claudia Winkleman. It's on the front page of The Sun today. The BBC have bought the rights to that. And she's going to be, I mean, who's not going to want to watch that? She's definitely going to open it. You know, the box office, we're going to be there for the first weekend. If it's any good, we'll be there, you know, thereafter for as long as Claudia wants to be on our telly hosting that show. I love that show. They brought back Gladiators. They brought back Wheel of Fortune with Graham Norton. What about if they brought back Bullseye, but Bullseye, in brackets, you're not kidding, right? So as opposed to in a TV studio, you do it at Ali Pali, or you and it's still the same game show, but it's with Luke the Nuke and it's with all the big darts players, and it's just like, I don't know, it's on Netflix and it's on the film in 70 yes. millimeter.
Brilliant.
Why don't we do that?
Darts is great. Darts is really rocking this
Can you play? Did you play?
No, I'm terrible. Awful.
I'm all right, darts.
Are you?
I'm all right, yeah.
I feel like there's a sweet spot in the pub with the pints and darts. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're right.
I think two, and like you're like, it's that false confidence, but then you get past that and you become terrible again. You know?
Yeah. Marianne said, how phenomenal is Tom Walker? He's all right. I now have the dilemma of starting work or listening to the rest of the show. It's an easy decision. Yeah, of course, man. Ruth in Hampshire, Tom Walker's teeny weeny beanie is so iconic, as is he. Sounding fantastic. You haven't got a spare one, have you?
I do with me, yeah. I'll give you one. Yeah.
I'll buy it from you.
You don't need to buy it. You can have it, mate. I've got loads.
Will you sign
of
it?
Yeah, of course I will.
How many do you have with you?
I've just got the one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just the one spare.
I would love a shorter
beanie. It's bright orange. You're going to love it.
Oh, God. I love it already, man. Susan says, Tom, when you're in Belfast, I highly recommend coming to the queue for Flout Pizza, East Belfast. Great queue to play to if you're looking for a queue to play to.
I like it. Is the queue there because it's such a popular establishment?
Yeah, insane flavours.
Ooh, insane.
Tom is signing out of this world as per loving the show. Have you seen that thing, the YouTube show, Hot Things?
Oh, Hot Ones.
Hot Ones, rather.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, it's one of my favourites. Yeah, I love it. It's
yeah,
so good.
I haven't
Sean
seen
C.
it,
Evans.
But I feel like I've seen it because my kids watch it all the time.
Oh, mate, yeah. I've not watched it in a little while, to be fair. I'm probably falling behind on the episodes, but yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
Apparently the Jennifer Lawrence one is off the chain.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I bought the hottest sauce that they have, and I put a pea-sized amount in my mouth. It took 45 minutes to calm down. I had a can of squirty cream that I was just squirting in trying to get.
What is going on with chilies? What is why are they on the planet? Mm. What I mean, okay, let's have some. But why do they go to, what is it, the Scoville scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why do they go to like 27,000 or something? Like
that one is 2 billion, I believe.
2 billion?
2 million. Not 2 million. Billion.
Wow.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Love music? Love interviews with lovely musicians? Search Virgin Radio UK on YouTube to find brilliant album specials with some of the shiniest lights on our playlist, including George Ezra.
This is going to be something I'll remember, and that's a really lovely thing. I don't think I was able to do that in the past.
And James Bay. Come on, let
it go. Don't you agree that everybody needs someone when they feel alone?
Watch all that and more at youtube.com/Virgin Radio UK.
I get a lot of very lovely, beautiful comments and stories from people over the years, which is,
because of what you sing about and because of how you sing it,
I think.
Because
of the lyrics. People always find their own stories in the lyrics, which is such a beautiful thing as a songwriter.
That's so interesting, that, isn't it? I was listening to a magician yesterday, a really amazing top-class magician.
Yeah.
And he was with somebody, he was being interviewed by somebody who had seen his act many, many times.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, which is your favourite trick that I do? And so he said, oh, it's back in so-and-so. And he described the trick. And he said, that's not the trick. He said, that's how you see it.
Oh.
And the whole thing about magicians is they put it out there.
Yeah.
And they say that they can't do their magic unless you meet them in the middle, yeah, and you're the co-author of that particular moment of magic.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
It's the same with songs.
Yeah,
so absolutely similar.
Yeah.
And he talked about art, and because he's a painter as well, and he talks about the composition of a painting.
Yeah.
And he says it's the composition of a piece of magic, you know, and you compose it together and you're in the room together and it's never the same. And he says the outcome usually is the same, but he said the way we get there is always different.
Totally.
It's the way when you sing it, the same when you're singing a song.
Yeah, absolutely. Never sing it the same way twice. And, you know, you can try and recreate those moments in the studio, and sometimes they don't come. And then some days you write a song and it pours out of you in like 3 hours and you've finished and recorded it all. It's an interesting job. There doesn't seem to be like a special formula to me. Every day is quite different as a musician and yeah, writer, which is
and
great.
If you climb on board with the song as an artist, so, you know, obviously I've seen loads of people. I've probably seen more people live than you have, because yeah, I've always been watching and you've yeah, been playing, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
And often if you're at a festival, you're on and then you're off and you're off somewhere else and all that kind
yeah,
of
I
stuff.
Do try and stick around when I can, especially if, you know, there's someone I really love playing, you know, like Rag & Bowman. I watched at a festival a couple of years back.
Have you ever sung with him?
I've not. Oh, I have actually, yeah. We did a thing on, like, up at his studio, and it's on YouTube. We did a cover. I forget what it was. It was like 3 years ago, but it was awesome.
Did you almost forget you'd sung with Rag & Bowman?
I did.
That's
yeah,
cool.
My memory's so bad, honestly.
No, it's not bad. It's
so
good. It's good. Because you know, somebody who just bangs on about this one time they did this with this one, but like I do every morning on the show. Anyway, not the point. I do this because I can't do what you do. Laura says...
But you do this so well.
Thanks very much. There's absolutely no words to describe Tom. He's out of this world. Can you ask him what's his favourite song to perform live?
I've got a song called Not Giving In, which is one of my favourites, because we turn the end into like this big drum and bass kind of montage.
Oh, yeah,
it's just
I've
such
seen
a
you do
riot.
It.
It's awesome.
It is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah,
the crowd go absolutely
yeah, exactly,
mad.
It's such a moment in the set. I love
and that
it
has to be the last one, because you can't follow it, can you?
Yeah, well, we normally do like, either we'll do it first or we do it towards the end. Right. Yeah, for sure.
It's funny because I was thinking about Tracy Chapman when you were playing your last song there, Head Underwater.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, if Live Aid happened again, by the way, it's the 40th anniversary of Live Aid this
oh,
year.
Oh, wow, no
and worries. I just think every 10 years they should have a Live Aid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not as a remembrance of the original one, because that's dull as ditch water, to be honest. And yeah, by the way, you'll never better that one anyway.
Yeah.
We did Live 8. I was hosted Live 8 at Hyde Park, which was sort of that. But I think every 10 years we should do it just to highlight what needs... Not so much addressing. Of course, everything bad needs addressing. But recognising and acknowledging that's going on in the world today. Good as well as bad.
Yeah.
And I just think we should do that every 10 years. And that would be this summer. And I don't know why we don't do that, because everybody would go, whether it was in Philadelphia or New York or Madison Square Gardens or Los Angeles, you know, or Wembley or Dusseldorf, or... Of course they would go. Of course they would have it. And I think it should be an international day of recognition. But I was thinking about Tracy Chapman yeah, in 1984. Mm-hmm. You know, and if Live Aid happened this year
yeah,
and you, I think you may well... Tracy Chapman it, given the chance.
I'll take the compliment. Thank you, sir.
How great is that album, Tracy
yeah,
Chapman?
So good.
Tracy
yeah,
Chapman by Tracy Chapman. If you've never heard it, oh, my God, what an album that is.
Yeah, so good.
Michael says, long-time listener, first-time WhatsApper, my win of the week. Win of the week? No, we're Tom Walkering. Our win of the week is Tom Walker live right now. Tom, Head Underwater.
Yes.
You say that your new album that's on the way, I Am,
yeah,
is about you and the way you've been and things you've experienced mentally, physically, observationally in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Head Underwater touches upon what?
Well, it's kind of like when you're stuck down deep in the depth of the darkness, you know, kind of mentally. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to get through that. And I feel like when you're stuck in those periods of darkness, you can't see the light at the end of it at all. And that can be really disheartening and can stop you from getting up and trying to change how you're feeling. So that song's all about that for me, because, you know, I've had periods like that in my life where I've found it hard to get back to who I want to be. So, yeah.
I heard yesterday from a lady called Dr. Rhonda Patrick, who's this genius doctor in Southern California. She's proper nailed on, totally qualified, all the right letters after her name.
Yeah.
And I had some breaking smoothie news, which we haven't done today yet, but I'll just give it to you anyway. If you put a banana in your smoothie with your blueberries, and by the way, there's nothing on the planet you can eat better than blueberries for you. Maybe broccoli, but, you know, it's a world title fight between those two, and everything else just needs to wait their turn. But if you've got a smoothie with blueberries in and you put a banana in it,
it neutralizes all the benefit of blueberries.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Why?
Banana's really good for you. Blueberries are really good for you. Put a banana, and by the way, bananas are in most smoothies because they make them taste like ice cream.
Yeah.
And completely nullifies all the benefit of all the blueberries.
Wow.
Gutted to hear that.
But she also told me about the effect, the benefits of heat therapy, saunas, for depression.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you heard about this?
And for your heart as well, isn't it? Like, it's really, 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 really good.
It's great
for you.
For your aerobic, but for depression, they say, as a non-chemical, non-pharmaceutical, one-off hit.
Yeah.
And she's done all the research for this. She has said that people who are suffering from depression, and it's a particular protocol, it's not just a sauna, but she talks about it. If you want to hear about it, she talks about it on her most recent podcast with Shane Parrish on The Knowledge Project, one of the best podcasts on the planet. It's this 90-minute masterclass of just a few things. You don't get lost in the weeds. Just a few things that are really, really extremely good for you. So she says that the three most important things you can imbibe, number one, omega-3, number two, magnesium, and number three, protein powder. She does it like that, so it's easy to, because I've remembered it, I can remember it all. And she talks about this particular heat protocol.
Yeah.
And she's done it, and she said it can lift people's spirits. She talks about it more technically than this, for 6 weeks after a 1-minute 45 session.
Wow.
1 45-minute session.
That's.
So I don't know if you, because I know you've experienced things and you talk about it.
Yeah, well, I actually did the opposite. I got into Wim Hof for a bit, you know, the breathing and the cold water.
Similar.
And that really did make a big difference. And doing it in nature as well is great. It's just so much fun, like getting in a cold body of water in like Wales or something. It's
getting out of your head into your body. Is that the thing?
Yeah, I think it's just, and also just getting out into nature makes such a difference. Like, you know, it's hard. Everyone says that, go for a walk, go and be in nature and go and do all the, and sometimes when you are feeling a bit down, it's hard to get out of the house, isn't it? But those things do make such a massive difference. Like, well, they really do.
Do you know what? She quotes you on that. She's literally, it's like you've been listening to her or she's been listening to you. She says that when some people are in the depths of depression, they can't get out into nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
She actually says that. They can't imagine exercising, but maybe they could imagine just climbing into a sauna for a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said that'll unlock the door.
Yeah.
You know, or open the cage, you know, and say, you know, off you go.
Yeah.
So fascinating. You want to play one more?
Yeah.
What do you fancy?
I'll play Just You and I.
Whatever you want.
Let's do it. Just like to say this is about my wonderful wife and we got married last year and it's our anniversary very, very soon. Just you and I.
One step at a time, just you and I. Yeah, one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I.
Yeah! Vassos! If I can't hold your interest for this show with Tom Walker playing live, I don't know. I've run out of road, mate.
I really, 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 really needed a wee, and I thought I'd have time during the adverts.
Was it really a wee, or was it a number two?
No, I didn't have time for that.
Not your age. Tom Walker is with us. Tom Walker's absolutely smashing it. There's no words. There is no words to describe how well Tom is going down with the audience today. Kate says, desperate to know how Tom is such a talented person. His music is so powerful. He reminds me so much of a number of artists in a positive way. Can you ask him if you could collaborate with anyone in the world? Who would it be?
Oh, it's a great question. I think it would probably be, do you know what? Rather than collaborate, I would just love to have a pint with Paolo Nutini, who I did the cover of this morning, Candy.
Don't think he drinks anymore.
What? I'd love to have a non-alcoholic lager with Paolo Nutini.
You never met him?
No, I've never met him.
He's done us a few times.
Yeah.
He also played in our pub once.
No way, really?
When
amazing.
We used to do the dining disco,
he
was unbelievable.
His voice is just.
I think we had him on last year down the corridor, or the year before.
Yeah.
But also, he's a bit like He's a bit like Smoke or, you know, Mist Above a Lake. Yeah. He's quite ethereal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we
talked
about John Mayer before, weren't we?
Yeah.
He's quite similar.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know, he's more spirit than human being.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
80% spirit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it used to be more, which is why he's calmed right down. Graham says, been listening to your show for years, and although you've had some amazing guests, Tom Walker is the best artist you've ever had on, in my opinion.
Oh, wow. Well, I will take that. Thank you very much.
Talking to take that. Talking to take that. You and Gary Barlow, right, and also Tom from McFly.
Yeah.
What are you doing with the rest of us? So, you know, for your wife, you write a song, you know, you just sing it for us now, and it's like, all we've got is, like, boxes of chocolates and Insflora, isn't it? That's all we've got to offer. You write a song, like, an amazing song like that. Gary Barlow did the same, apparently. Tom wrote a song for his wife just for the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I mean, shut up.
Yeah. Stop.
Did he have it as the first dance or just for the wedding?
I don't know and I don't care. But what, I mean, come on. What's that? What does it feel like to be able to do that?
I mean, it's probably an unfair advantage, I guess. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you've got a wife as lovely as mine, you just.
Oh, shit. That's not
even worse. That makes us look even worse.
Thank you, Tilly. Thank you very much indeed. Tom Walker Lee says, found Tom through a friend of a friend a few months ago and I haven't been able to stop listening since. His voice is addictive. Now, you know, because you've been around a while, isn't it great to hear that people are still discovering?
Yeah,
you?
Absolutely.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I always think that's one of the coolest things about festivals, you know, just discovering, like, new artists and new bands and new... it's like, it's such a great thing. So, yeah, I'm so buzzing that people are still discovering my music and listening to
Graham
it.
Graham says, been listening to your show. Oh, sorry, I've done that one. Another one here. Can you say thank you to Tom Walker for that song? It was mine and my now wife's first dance at our wedding last weekend. It's a beautiful song, says Tom from Kettering. See, that's all we can do. We can just play your songs at our wedding.
Well, Tom from Kettering, congratulations on the wedding.
Right, talking of collaborations, you did talk about your good self and the amazing Rag & Bone Man. And here you are. Here's After Midnight from Tom Walker and Rag & Bone Man.
After Midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight.
Spurs both, you know, more content within the same show. So you got this going on. And if I play the Baked Potato Bed song, why might I be doing that? Well, I might be doing that because you talked about Spudman before. Spudman. Who's Spudman again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who is Spudman?
Spudman is the most amazing jacket potato vendor in the country, and he's a very, very, very lovely man. And his jacket potatoes, his favourite is chicken curry and cheese, which sounds a bit Rogan on jacket potato. I was sceptical. I'm a beans and cheese guy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable jacket potato.
All right, well, let's see if Tom speaks the truth, because live on the phone now, we have Spudman. Good morning, Spudman. Oh, man, you're on to Tom Walker.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Chris. How are we doing, guys?
Amazing.
How is this happening? I love it. How are you doing, lad? You all right?
Oh, mate, missing you. How are we doing?
Yes, not too bad, mate. We'll have to come up for another gig again. You know what I mean? It's been too long. I need another one of them chicken curry and cheese and crispy onions. I dream about them, lad. I dream about them.
Well, I'm coming to see you on tour in end of the month, I think.
Yes, mate. Yes, absolutely. We're going to get you sorted with guesties.
Right, so...
I'll try and sneak you a jacket spud in while I...
All right, that would be absolutely epic. This is like taking the
mountain to Muhammad, isn't it? This is unbelievable. Spudman, just tell us about your little brief potted history of you and your spud van, Spudman.
Oh, I don't know what's happened. I just kind of blew up a little bit on TikTok recently, and all these... people keep coming to see me from all over the world, and then Tom comes and does a little gig on my square, and all of a sudden, Tamworth seems to be the centre of the universe.
Love it. So tell us about what's available. When are you opening up the Spud Van today, Spud Man?
We open in 23 minutes.
Come on! Yeah. 10 o'clock! Spuds are available.
Cooking potatoes.
All right, do you have a special today?
Homemade curry, homemade chilli, all sorts. Loads of good stuff.
All right, and what's the best seller on a regular basis?
Oh, the chilli. Oh, cheese and beans is always...
Cheese and beans.
You can't go wrong with a cheesy beans.
All right, so my kids go... I say beans... They like beans, cheese, and a bit of... tin tuna as well, I've got to be honest. Tuna mayo.
Oh, that's a controversial one. All right, tuna on
sorry,
I'll
back. Sorry, Spudman. Sorry, Spudman. I'll back the frick off is what I'm going to do. All right. But if we have beans and cheese, you know, some like the beans first, some like the cheese first. But the
fact, the
big shout is cheese beans. It's the quadruple layer.
Love that.
Layer it. We can get behind that.
Layer it up and down.
Not a bad idea.
When did you serve your first spud? When did you buy your first van?
I was 18. I am late 30s now.
Yeah.
2003. So I've been here 22 years now and still, well, going stronger than we ever have done.
Same patch?
Same patch.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
You've got to see it's blue, mate. You've got to get down there. Fun.
Well, we'd like to get you one of our events. Can we hire you in? I mean, do you travel? Are you available? Are you a gun for hire?
I would love to.
Done
absolutely.
Deal.
Yeah, no,
done
we do festivals and all sorts. Yeah.
All right, Spudman.
One of your events.
So you're ready to open in 21 minutes and 21 seconds time. Have the best Friday. Anything else you want to say to the world, Spudman?
Laters, taters.
All right, at Spud Army on TikTok. Guess how many followers he's got? Guess how many?
I know, it's ridiculous.
3.1 million.
Ridiculous, brilliant.
That is off the chain.
Notice how he said, I've built up a small following.
3.1 million?
Yeah.
What?
I'm humble as always.
Oh my God, Spud Man. All right, great talk to you. Thank you for being on the phone. Well done,
nice.
Team, for
yes,
tracking
I
down Spud Man.
Nice one.
Carl just tuned in and sounds like I've missed a corker of a show. Well, yeah, why have you just tuned in?
Yes, come on.
Carol, what were you doing before?
Where have you been?
What were you doing before, honey? Spud Chaos, Tuneful Tom, wow. Yeah, wow to the how, woo to the who. That's how we roll here. Oh, my goodness me. Tom, you have tickets for AC/DC.
I do. I'm so buzzing. I can't wait.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, me and my dad are going to go
down.
Oh,
my God, you're going to have the best time ever.
It was actually my first gig as well, was AC/DC that my dad took me to. Paris.
Where?
It was in Paris at the Stade de France when I was 9 years old.
Is your dad Scottish? Is that why you're born in Scotland?
He is, yeah.
Okay, wow. So you were Scottish for 3 years?
Yeah, basically. I am Scottish. I was born in Scotland, but yeah, I had a Scottish accent for 3 years, I guess.
Did you actually?
Well, I still speak to my parents in a Scottish accent.
You don't?
I do. Full Scottish accent.
That is so funny.
I know. It's so funny, people, when I'm on the phone, like, because I'll be in the room with them speaking English, and then I'll pick up the phone, and then it'll be like this. I want to say broad Glaswegian, but it's not really broad anymore. It's some kind of strange accent mixed with Yorkshire, because... my missus is from there, but yeah, I still speak in a Scottish-ish accent to my family.
Wow. So cool. It's been great having you here today.
Pleasure. It's always such a pleasure.
Thanks for the beanie.
No worries, mate. You're very welcome.
I've not looked in the mirror in case it just looks stupid.
You need to pull the front down a little bit more.
Okay.
Yeah. And then bring the top up.
Oh, God. God, there's beanie etiquette, isn't there?
Bring it.
Is it like more like that? I don't know what I'm doing with the old beanie. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have the beanie.
Right, and then there you go. Perfect. Now you're looking good.
I've had it on for 20 minutes. You could have told me.
Well, it's radio, isn't it?
No, it's not. We're on camera all the time. You know, radio's all
about telly. No one told me that.
Oh, my God. Spud Man. Right, I don't want the show to end today. I don't
no,
want
me
it
neither.
To end. I don't want it to end. We've got some lovely guests here today as well. Come and talk to me, Luke. Come and talk to me. Tell me who you are. Tell me how old you are. Tell me who you're with and tell me why you're here.
I am 13 years old and I am Luke Bowman from Doncaster. I'm here with my parents.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to be a DJ on the radio.
Yeah.
Since I was 3 or 4.
Was it 3 or 4? Come on, make your mind up.
I think it was 3.
3, there you go, fair enough.
Yeah.
Just the time, just same time as Tom stopped being Scottish. you're here today. What a show to pick.
Yeah.
To come and pick. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, there is a little bit of a rain cloud around today's sunny disposition because you're also a Sheffield United fan.
Yeah.
Sorry about that last night, mate. So sorry. Did you watch the game?
Yeah.
Do you have a second team?
Liverpool.
Oh, how awkward. What was that? how did that go last night for you then?
We wanted Sheffield United to win.
Yeah, but then Liverpool won. And,
yeah.
Okay. But I didn't realise that Sheffield were one up for quite a while, Vassos. Is this right at Anfield last night?
Yeah, when I was going to bed, Sheffield United were 1-0 up at Anfield and I was thinking that's going to be funny tomorrow morning.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I was.
Oh, la-di-da. By the way, you were very quiet about Fulham getting beat 3-1 earlier in the week.
Yes, I was. I didn't think to mention
you thought
that.
I'd forgotten, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what's happened?
Fulham did get beat 3-1.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. By
we
Nottingham
didn't get
Forest.
Beat 3-1. No. We won 3-1.
Yeah, with one of the great goals.
Which is the opposite of what happened to you earlier on in the week. Now you brought it up.
You know on London Marathon afternoon,
yeah.
You know what's happening? Fulham are playing Liverpool at Craven Cottage. So if we get around quickly, we can go to the game.
Okay, that's not going to happen. I'm not going to get around quickly. Luke, anything that you'd like to say on the radio?
I want to shout out Portland 7.
Yeah.
And also a shout out to my nan and granddad and my uncle Martin.
Right.
And a shout out to Jurgen Klopp.
Jurgen Klopp. Nice one, nice one. Very respectful. Yay. Also, we have other guests here today. I'll give you a mention in a second. Unless you don't want to mention. No, no, keep it quiet yet. Keep it quiet. Oh, good.
Secret guests.
Special services. So, by the way, you are in a way, aren't you? You are sort of special services. Yeah, sort of.
We've got MI6 in, yeah.
Yeah, it might be MI, like, one above.
Even more.
Two above.
Seven.
I'm worried about my beanie. What do you think about Luke? Is it all right or not?
Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It looks
all right. You're such a nice guy, Luke. Give me a high everything. There you go. Many, many of his dates for his current got me at it now, hasn't it? Forthcoming UK tour. IamTomWalker.com. Go there for tickets. There's a few tickets left for a few dates. There's one date been added in Glasgow, and one date been added in Manchester. Tom, thanks for being here today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having
all
me.
All right. Can we have another round of applause?
When you want your favourite 80s songs to lift your mood, play Virgin Radio 80s Plus. I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got glory. On DAB digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, and at virginradio80splus.co.uk. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Love Chris Evans. Love the 80s.
Virgin Radio.
80s Plus.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.